This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you've been out to eat lately, like actually sitting down at a restaurant table in person out to eat, maybe a place you went to in the before times, you probably noticed menus are different now. The actual menus themselves, there's that QR code thing a lot of restaurants are doing. You scan the code and pull up the menu on your phone. But also, what is being offered on those menus? There is a lot going on in menus right now. So imagine my relief to be able to get Sean Willard on the phone the other day. He is a professional menu engineer.
Menu engineering, it's the art and science behind menus. And it really pulls from a multitude of fields: behavioral economics, pricing strategy, revenue management, design, color theory. All these things play a factor in how we build menus that are easier for guests to navigate and then more profitable for the operator.
That's so interesting that you guys consider profitability. But anyway, we'll get there in a second. What I wanted to get you on the show to talk about, though, is what the pandemic has done to people in your line of work. Because menus, as we know, have changed both in form and, I suspect, in function a little bit.
Oh, yeah. 2020 was the biggest change to menus ever. And the primary menu has changed from maybe the handheld menu, dine-in menu, has now gone to the digital mobile menu. Operators had to make this adjustment very reactionary in the pandemic, and now we're here in 2021, and we can start to build our digital menus a little bit better with what we learned from the pandemic.
Yeah, well, so let me ask you about, you know, what you learned, because you sit down, you scan that QR code. First of all, what did you think when you first heard the whole QR code and people are going to read menus on their phones? What did you, the menu specialist, say to yourself about that?
People do not like looking at menus on their phone.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So the first thing that we work on with teams is making sure that they're formatting well for mobile. Then pictures is something that has really popped up. Oh, third-party delivery platforms have data that shows 50% higher conversions if a picture is shown versus not. So that's really a big difference there.
So I imagine that, first of all, QR code menus aren't going away, right? We can huff and puff, and you menu specialists can say it's not as good as the old days, but they're here to stay, right?
Oh, yeah. And they're a good thing. For many reasons, they allow operators to be more flexible in their offerings. We can change them almost instantaneously, and we're not printing hundreds of menus that are one-time use being thrown in the trash or recycle bin.
In theory, we could have dynamic pricing too, right? I mean, if the, you know, beef stroganoff is selling really well, you could bump it up a buck and a half, you know?
Yes. And that is something that a number of different platforms are working on. That is, how can they have dynamic menus that learn and become a little bit smarter as people use them?
Let me just say, on behalf of the dining public of America, I would like to vote no on that.
Yes, I'm in very much in agreement. You know, there's good things and bad things about it. And what it has to be done is, if price does go up, we just have to show that there's a time when price does go down as well. Maybe Monday or Tuesday, we might have some type of special.
Right. But also, it could be that, you know, if you see the shrimp scampi on the menu in the old days and you really want the shrimp scampi and you order it and the server comes back and says, I'm terribly sorry, we're out, it would just stop appearing on that digital menu, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So when you go out to eat and you either get a QR menu or you get an old-fashioned paper menu that gets handed to you, is it possible for you to dissociate yourself from the actual process of designing that menu, or can you just sit down and have a bite to eat, man?
This is something that I have to work on actively, but it is something that I really do enjoy. I have a passion for it. So I love seeing a menu for the first time. And what I try to do as a customer is find what the restaurant wants me to have. Oh. So that's something we also work on with teams.
Wait, so what's the secret? How do I know what the restaurant wants me to have?
We have different tools that we can use. Boxes is one that's a very good one. But it's not just that. We can add descriptions and share recipes behind them if the chef learned how to cook it from his mother.
Do you really believe that when you see it on a menu, or you're like, oh, they're just blowing smoke, man. This guy didn't learn how to cook it from his mother.
You know, I think that there has to be truth in menus, so I would never fabricate that story.
Fair enough. Sean Willard, he's a menu engineer. Sean, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Kai. It's a pleasure.